This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
With the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill, which is no longer called that, I'm still not sure what it is called, but
it's the bill formerly known as the Big Beautiful.
Oh, they should just have a symbol like Prince did.
Yep.
So I know that a lot of people are concerned about what it actually means, what it means for your health care down the road, because the implementation of this could take some time to really have effect on you or a loved one, somebody who relies on Medicaid or Medicare, whatever your health insurance situation is. I know there's a lot of concern. So to talk about that with us, a national healthcare analyst and consultant, author of Maximize Your Medicare, a certified financial planner, education fellow at the Alliance for Lifetime Income, J.O. is with us on 104.1 FM KMOX. Jay, we appreciate your time today. How are you?
I'm very well. The privilege is mine. Thanks for having me today.
So the CBO estimated that it might be somewhere in the range of 11.8 million people could end up losing health insurance as a result of this bill. Just your analysis of it from what you understand.
Well, certainly more challenging. So first of all, Medicaid is for people who are financially stretched. Coming out of COVID, you would have to requalify. Now on top of that, the most recent bill, it requires work or proof of trying to get work in order to requalify for Medicaid on top. So I generally, actionable things that people can do is, I've always told people that they should check now. You should check your state, wherever you are. You could be in St. Louis, you could be across the state line in Illinois. Check if you're on Medicaid or believe you're entitled to it, to check frequently. Because what ends up happening is very complicated. You get these letters. You don't know what they say. You need to make sure that you're actually on Medicaid. Last thing you want is to go to the hospital, go to the doctor, thought you were covered by Medicaid, and find out you're not. That is the majority of the headlines. There's an entire second set of people which has not gotten a lot of headlines. Thank you for having me today, because a lot of people have gotten much lower premiums, deductible, out-of-pocket maximum out of something which is called Medicaid expansion, which is slightly different. And that, the enhanced version, looks to be gone beginning next year.
Yeah, and that Medicaid expansion, that was an impetus within the states, right, to expand Medicaid within your state, because if you did, that increased the federal money that your state got. So it was basically you were kind of silly for not expanding Medicaid in your state because you would be turning down free, quote-unquote, free government money.
So right? Super complicated. Medicaid is very, very complicated. You've done a beautiful job. Candidly, I'm going to hijack most of your phrasing, which is that every state determines kind of its, you know, extent of Medicaid from their matching that you described. So that is correct. The issue, however, is that for those states who also have this extra padding, if you will, part of that Medicaid expansion is to increase the amount of discount, which is something called advanced premium tax credit. And these are very, very large. For just to give an example, before we just got on, I ran a 50-year-old person, male, $50,000 a year. Today, they're getting possibly $500 a month discount. Now, this is not a well-off person. This is not, you know, a super wealthy person. It's not a person they can meet and make ends meet. That going away kind of overnight, $6,000 a year, is a very real possibility in 2026.
Sorry, that because they're ending the federal government match of state Medicaid spending? That's why that's going away?
No, it's actually even more nuanced than that, and I know so many different details, right? Which is, this is called the Advanced Premium Tax Credit. So part of what I do is I help people, and you mentioned the Alliance for Lifetime Income. I've written a research note, which everyday people can read, which kind of talks about how to manage your overall budget for an everyday person and try to get these credits. So to lower your healthcare costs running, and you can see it, $6,000 a year is the definition of inflation, right? So you are going to have that. And that looks to be in stone. I don't see a way. I've been over the past months actually, since tariff tantrum occurred, I said, actually, this one isn't getting headlines, but this is the real news.
I have to tell you, this feels a little intentionally confusing. Not from you. I'm saying that the whole thing is, it's like it's confusing on purpose so that you can't navigate it well. I don't know. That's the feeling I have.
Certainly. This is every walk of life, yeah. Right? Which is that jargon can be called, you know, the language to keep the outsiders out, right? I mean, mm-hmm. This is not the only language. But yes, it can be. And I tell people to get as much information as they can, and even these simple steps, like I said, check your Medicaid. And if you are a person who is getting this large discount, you do have this six-month window. And you have to be busy. Don't get me wrong. Our clients at our practice here, they've been alerted that they've been benefiting a married couple. You can see it. That is multiplied by two. That's $1,000 extra a month of cash that they're looking at raising increased cost of living in 6 months' time. That is coming for sure.
Yeah, Jay, I've been trying to sift through what exactly these Medicaid cuts mean, because even the CBO, those are estimates. You know, the Congressional Budget Office has been very wrong before. I mean, in 2017, they thought this Republican plan would take 16 million people off insurance rolls by 2020. The New York Times was reporting, well, it didn't really matter. It didn't take those people off the rolls. So they've been wrong before. We also know that people are relying on Medicaid, like you said, for critical care. So one question I have is, this bill changes Medicaid growth from an annual growth rate of 5% down to 3%, which is still higher than the rate of inflation. So is that a good thing to make Medicaid more sustainable? Is it a devastating thing or somewhere in the middle?
I think it's going to very much depend on the person, to be candid with you, right? Because you're still talking about a huge number of people covered by Medicaid. Nationwide, well over 70 million people are, and something like two-thirds of all people know someone firsthand on Medicaid. So we need to, like Chris was saying, the titles are so complicated. Medicaid, that portion, for people who are really struggling, they need to just check their eligibility. I can't do anything more than to say that, because the decreased funding, the issue is that people will avoid healthcare or people will go uninsured. And that's why the CBO, because I just mentioned this person at $50,000. This person who, let's just say that they were a contractor, they work $50,000 and that's what they made, then that person could elect to not just go without any health insurance. Well, he's 50 years old, so he's not, you know, old by any means. He's not brand new to the planet. He could get ill. And now this person is uninsured. Rationally choosing that $6,000 is too high for him or her in that situation. And so now, tough, because now the ripple effects, this is not even talking about the ripple effects, because the lower funding, and then you'll hear things about rural hospitals. Every state has them. Those hospitals struggling for sure. And so now every little penny matters.
Jay, is it worth pointing out to people? Because I wonder if there's a significant percentage of people who don't realize that Medicaid is not necessarily called Medicaid in certain states, that it's referred to as something else. Like in Missouri, it's Mo Health Net, right?
For sure.
Is it worth saying that to people? Because maybe they think, well, I'm not on Medicaid. What do I care? But you kind of are. It's just called something different.
Every state has their own, for sure. California will have its own. New York will have its own. For example, every location that I've been on these types of interviews, the location has its own. It is under the umbrella of Department of Health and Human Services for that state. And people should realize that determination of eligibility is ultimately at the state level. And so, well, this doesn't really affect me because, you know, I have Medicaid or things like that. But the eligibility rules is determined by the state. And it can be very complicated. Every community will have caseworkers, et cetera. That entire process, very difficult, very challenging for your listening audience. It doesn't really matter what the zip code is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Okay, so if you live in Missouri, it's Mo Health Net, and in Illinois, it's Health Choice Illinois.
Just right.
So, because again, I think people might hear, well, I don't have to worry about this Medicaid thing. I'm not on it, but you are, or you might be. It's called something different. Okay, so just last recommendation for people, because it is very difficult, as we've mentioned, to navigate all of this. Just what would you tell people other than checking eligibility right now?
Well, self-serving, of course. So I have a Substack, a newsletter. It's called Jay's Corner. I try to make these topics a bit more palatable, more understandable. It's jaeoh.substack.com. There, it's free. There's a free version so that people can get the 5,000-foot view. But I would for those persons in that $50,000 example I gave, and this can be a married couple at $120,000 a year has received a 5-digit a year tax credit. That is happening today. That looks to be gone unless someone takes action on more complicated financial planning matters. And now you can understand the tremendous amount of sticker shock. I don't think that is going to be that's not a surprise here. I've been saying it for months. We now see a date that will begin in January for sure.
Jay O, national healthcare analyst and consultant. The book is called Maximize Your Medicare. Also visit MaximizeYourMedicare.com for information. We really appreciate you giving us the information. And like I said, it's very complicated. And yeah. So for people who have to navigate this themselves, I'm sure that they feel overwhelmed right now. We appreciate you helping us slice through that a little bit.
I've had a good time. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
That is Jay O with us on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.